When protesters set up their encampment outside of City Hall almost a month ago, they said that they would stay through the winter. Now, it's looking like they may need to reach another agreement. Yesterday, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa said the encampment cannot continue indefinitely. Peter Sanders from the mayor's office said Villaraigosa recognizes the protesters' First Amendment rights, but he says the occupiers have been ignoring the posted rules of the lawn, specifically the curfew. The lawn is a city park, and people are not supposed to be in parks between 10:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Officials have been looking the other way on the curfew violation, but Sanders says other problems cropped up.
They have damaged things like the irrigation system. There is graffiti that has been there's been some vandalism, some graffiti on the property. So some of those things are getting a little bit worse, and you know it's time for them to start looking for alternatives to protest. And there are also some health and safety concerns that the mayor has.
Up to this point, the city, police, and occupiers have prided themselves on communicating with each other.
We're keeping an open dialogue between ourselves, the police department, the protesters. Hopefully that they will agree to move on to another location to lawfully continue their protests, and then we'll be able to get in at some point to estimate the damage, the extent of the damage around the lawns, and reopen the area to the public.
Jacob Hay from Good Jobs LA, one of the protest groups on City Hall's lawn, says he thinks the city and protesters will be able to reach an agreement.
The mayor's office and a lot of city council members just have been supportive of the Occupy LA movement. So, you know, hopefully this can be done in a collaborative way, and it doesn't have to get to any sort of confrontational point.
The mayor hasn't set a timetable, and no decisions have been made. Sanders says the city is asking for input from different departments on a course of action. Sarah Golden, Annenberg Radio News.